Hurricane Florence is hitting the Carolinas after being downgraded to a Category 1 storm today. The storm has brought high winds and torrential rain to the southeastern United States. There are already reports of people needing to be rescued, severe damage to homes, widespread power outages, massive flooding, and sadly, deaths have been reported. Our next guest is here to talk about the storm and what we might expect during the rest of hurricane season. Jonathan Erdman is a senior meteorologist at weather.com. He's based in Waukesha County. Jonathan, welcome back to Central Time.
Rob, it's a pleasure to be with you again.
Well, tell us the latest about Hurricane Florence.
Well, right now the center of Hurricane Florence is actually very close to the coast of the border of North and South Carolina. It's about 40 miles to the west-southwest of Wilmington, North Carolina. It's just moving slowly to the west, about 6 miles per hour. The center of it did make landfall this morning right near Wrightsville Beach, which is right near Wilmington, North Carolina, as only a Category 1 hurricane, but it certainly has a lot of water with it, both rainfall and storm surge flooding, and that just continues in an inexorably slow crawl.
Yeah, we've seen the storm downgraded from Category 4 down to 3, 2, and as you say, 1. That doesn't mean it's not going to be destructive, though. What is the category part of this measure?
Well, I'm really glad you asked that. The perception is that this storm is downgraded, it's weakened, it's not a big threat. But what the category system is, it's called the Saffir-Simpson Hurricane Wind Scale. And basically, it only categorizes a hurricane based on its winds. So its winds may be down to, right now, 75 miles per hour. And it did only make landfall as a Category 1 hurricane. But again, that's only the wind potential of a hurricane. There are two other main impacts of a hurricane in this particular case that have been very dangerous and have already been destructive: the storm surge flooding and then the rainfall flooding. And particularly with the rainfall flooding, that has almost nothing to do with how strong the winds are. That has everything to do with how slow the system moves. So it's almost similar to an East Coast version of Harvey from last year, because the system is moving so slowly, it's dumping just incredible amounts of rain, and therefore it's been very destructive and will continue to be destructive for the next few days.
Yeah, for the people who are going to get hit worst by that slow-moving rainfall, what kind of total rainfall are we worried about here?
Well, Rob, I guess the best way I can put this in perspective, so it's so far this year, through September 13th, it's been the wettest single year to date in Madison. Largely due to the flooding rain that Dane County picked up and, of course, western Wisconsin last month. So if you melted all the snow Madison has picked up this year and added that to the rain they picked up, that would go to about 39 inches for the year. So consider that parts of eastern North Carolina could pick up 39 or 40 inches of rain in just 2 or 3 days. Can you imagine that amount of rain? That's the big problem. Not only are they getting that rain, but then there's also this storm surge flooding that occurred, of course, with the landfall. So you're pushing all this ocean water toward the coast, and that also pushes into all these bays and rivers and inlets in eastern North Carolina. So all this rain can't go anywhere because all the rivers are backed up from ocean water being pushed ashore. I mean, it really is a two-pronged hydrological mess in eastern North Carolina. And, again, imagine a year's worth of Madison rainfall being dumped in 2 to 3 days. That's what North Carolina is dealing with.
Do you worry that when people hear a storm being downgraded, maybe people in an affected area, that they say, oh, good, it's not as bad as they thought, I can stay put?
Yeah, we are very worried about that. Pretty much the entire meteorological community has been trying to communicate that. You know, don't pay too much attention to the winds. Of course, the winds are a threat. You know, structural damage from winds is a threat. But, to be honest, we've been calling this a Category 5 flood risk. So if we had a separate category just for flooding, this would be the top end of it. And, it's important to note that, a study by the National Hurricane Center several years ago, basically 3 out of every 4 deaths from tropical storms and hurricanes in the U.S. are from water, not from wind. With storm surge killing the most, and then rainfall flooding, kind of a secondary killer in the U.S. So a very small percentage of people are killed by wind in hurricanes. It's mostly due to storm surge and rainfall flooding.
Now, Florence, we're going to be watching that over the weekend, of course. We're also seeing other storms, Joyce, Helen, Isaac, all churning at the Atlantic. Helene, not Helen. What are you watching for with those and the rest of hurricane season in our last minute or so?
Well, Rob, I'll start with some good news. Both Joyce and Helene are tropical storms right now, and they're right in the middle of the Central Atlantic, and they're no threat to the U.S. So, you know, those are just curiosities out there. If you're involved in shipping lanes or shipping interests, you might have curiosity there. But, again, those aren't a concern for us. We do have a tropical depression, Isaac, in the eastern Caribbean Sea. It's really struggling right now, and we still have to keep a watch on that, just do our due diligence in the heart of hurricane season in the Gulf next week. But for now, it looks like it may dissipate in 2 or 3 days in the western Caribbean Sea. But we'll still keep an eye on that. There was another disturbance right near the Texas coast that looks like it's going to push into Texas before it has a chance to develop. Could produce some heavy rain there. Our fingers are crossed that once we get done with Florence and its remnant heavy rain, which will also, by the way, soak the Appalachians early next week, that will finally calm down, at least for a period of time. But, of course, we still have a couple of months left of the hurricane season, so we could still have another one to track.
We'll keep watching for that. Thanks to Jonathan Erdman, senior meteorologist at weather.com. He's based in Waukesha County.